Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the Process of There, where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, purpose, destiny that God has for us. As it is in this 15-minute empowerment segment that you're going to be encouraged, you're going to be pushed, you're going to understand even the more the process that we go through, that God takes us through, that changes us line upon line, precept upon precept, glory to glory, height to height, depth to depth, favor to favor. You're going to understand even the more how God will use unlikely people for his glory, and he will call you to his purpose and his plan, and he will start you on the process like Abraham of going there, going to the place in the spirit, in your life, in maturity, in growth, in character, in integrity, that place that he wants you to get to. And he uses your everyday life to get you there, uses everyday situations to get you there, because as you grow in the grace and the knowledge of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you become more and more like him. You become salt even the more. You become light even the more. You become the answer even the more. You become the truth to someone, the encouragement to someone. You become what is necessary for them to believe God, to hope in God, to receive God, to be encouraged in God, and to understand that their life has purpose, and the purpose is in God, connected to God. So you are everything that God is going to use in the earth, even though you don't understand it. You're going to be what he's going to use to help somebody else, encourage somebody else. And through all of your getting up, backing away, falling down, making mistakes, God is going to get the glory out of your life, as he does with everything that he makes. It's made for his glory, for his purpose, his plan. We have been looking in this year on the book of Proverbs, understanding Proverbs. As we said before, God wants us to get victory in this year, a lot of victory in this year. He wants us to be able to walk in victory in areas that we have not, and victory in areas that we have not been able to. And it could be in relationships. It could be in family. It could be in marriage. It could be on the job. It could be emotionally. It could be self-esteem. It could be walking in wisdom, walking in understanding, knowledge. It could be an attitude. It could be anything. But God is saying, in this season, I want you to get victory, and I want you to apply wisdom so that you can get the victory that you need and understand why you need to get it. So we've been looking at the book of Proverbs, looking at the first chapter, and we're going to go on today and finish this chapter up and move on next week to another chapter so that we can gain everything that God has for us and walk in it. We understand and know, as we're going back over just a little, what the Lord revealed about Proverbs 1, that no matter how many years we've been saved, how many books we've read, how many times we've read the Bible, we always will need wisdom. We will always need God to show us, to teach us, to reveal to us. We will always need wisdom to walk out our life, because we are going to make mistakes. We're going to not know everything. So the wisdom of God gives us truth. It gives us insight. It enlightens us. It gives us sight that we would not be able to see, because knowledge is light. Truth is light. And so in that, God reveals what he wants us to know, because we will be naive in areas, and we need his wisdom so that we won't be misled, so that we won't make mistakes, so we won't fall into the traps of the enemy, so that we will be who he's called us to be. A wise person basically appeals and applies to the principles of wisdom, knowledge, instruction, and understanding. As we learn them, as we experience things, we apply them, and we know how to distinguish what is true and what is truth and what is bad, because we are applying the truth of God, the wisdom of God, the instructions of God. We're applying what is applicable for us to walk in a place where we don't are misled by our flesh or the enemy or the circumstance, but in a wisdom that only God can give. We increase our desire for learning, the more that we want God's wisdom, the more that we want God's understanding, God's enlightenment, we want that. We're going to increase in our wisdom, our ability to learn, our desire to learn, to know more. No one will ever finalize the study of wisdom. As long as you live, you will never finalize and say, I have all the wisdom. No, everybody's going to need that wisdom, and we need to keep continue to grow in wisdom, continue to grow in knowledge, continue to grow in understanding. There will always be more to learn. There will be always more to see. There will be almost always be another depth that we need to understand, know in the natural realm, emotional realm, relational realm, in working, even in the how to handle people in ministry. You're going to always need to know how to have this wisdom that God gives and he gives to us. The Lord always allows us to see that whenever he's talking about an enigma in this chapter, when he's talking about enigma, what he's talking about is basically words of wisdom. You will always have words of wisdom. You will always have wisdom, even when it comes to riddles, even when it comes to the unknown. There will be a wisdom that you would carry that's beyond your years that he will give you, because you want to know wisdom on how to live successfully, how to live wisely, how to have integrity, how to treat people, how to be happy. And so we need that wisdom in all that we do, and I want it. I'm saying, give me more and more and more of wisdom. The reverent fear of the Lord, that reverent fear, that worship of God, that seeing God, as awesome, as great, regarding God as the true and only wise God, as an awesome God, is the beginning of knowledge. It's the beginning of everything. So it goes right back to our foundation, goes right back to our Savior, our Redeemer. If we reverence him, if we worship him, if we are just drawn to him and love him, we're going to start getting knowledge that we would not get outside of him. And I know people, there are people that are born that are geniuses, but they don't have wisdom. There are people that are born who know how to work and calculate many things, but they don't have wisdom. And God is saying, I want to give you wisdom and knowledge. I want to give you understanding. I want to give you the whole package, so that whenever you are in any predicament, you're able to pull from what's inside of me that I've placed inside of you through the Holy Spirit, through your desire to learn and want me to give you wisdom, that you will be able to solve problems, that you'll be able to handle situations, that you'll be mature, that you'll grow, that you'll be able to be wise, that you'll be able to speak in a way that others are at peace. If there's chaos going on, they'll be at peace because of your words. They'll be encouraged because of your words. They'll have hope because of the words that you give, wisdom of instruction and understanding. So we want God to give that to us. And the beginning of it all is going right back to the fear and the reverence of the Lord. And we want that. We want that to be the permeating part of us, God, his wisdom, his knowledge, his understanding. We want to reverence God, and we want to do it in a way that he's able to release into us everything that we need. And we need this victory in our life. People who are arrogant and foolish, people who believe that they can do it by themselves and they have it all and they don't need anyone else, they, what we do and how we seek after God is foolish, and they don't want wisdom. But that, what the thing about that is, when you don't want wisdom, wisdom itself, when you need it, will run away, will laugh at you, will mock you. And we see that in the verses that will come. People who don't want wisdom, they don't want godly instructions, they don't desire self-discipline. We want, and the self-discipline that we are talking about is not the do's and don'ts, but it is a structured life of surrender and submission to God and his divine will and to wisdom. And we do not have enough time to go into the chapters and the verses that I want to, which was verses 20 through 33, which talks about wisdom calling to you. Next week, Lord should say so, we will be back again to empower, to impart, to give life, to give instructions, to give wisdom, and to live and walk by faith in our destiny that God has called us to, in the favor that God has given us every single day. by his loving kindness, his salvation. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Have a wonderful worship experience this weekend. Worship the Lord and the spirit of holiness and the beauty of holiness, and know that he is God. Be blessed. Enjoy life. Enjoy your family. Enjoy the journey. And we'll see you next week. God bless you.